This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
I don't know how they're so definite, though. Maybe the cows tip them off when they're milking them. July 3rd.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Good time.
Sunnier days.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what, you may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure. Actually, I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also on in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do. Do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show. So how's that? That's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados. And we found, actually we found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan
Mark,
will find is a hit.
Mark,
see, I could do that.
The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles. You type in there. You get that. Major League Baseball.
Mark,
baseball Perspectives.
Stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth. Hi.
Okay, Mary Beth's off
Don
today, but thank you.
1300 AM National Radio Show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps going. He's already been thrown out of the stadium,
yes.
So we thought we'd give him a little home here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark.
Bye, Mike. Oh, man.
Bye-bye, bunny.
Stan Stovall.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front
should have
told you.
Hello!
Here's the phone number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Giving it up for your love. What do you think?
It looks just sickening.
Giving it up really? How about you? I tell you what I don't want to see is Paula Deen's diaper.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I've been notified yet about this investigation.
Hi, Senator.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Locke.
He just left this floor and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
You stink like my butt.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
Right.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yep.
Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all?
Uh-huh.
Who's down with G.O.D.?
Me.
Buzz?
Hi.
Howdy, Buzz.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit.
No, that's the butt.
Right.
The butt. Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Probably.
Yep. You know something? After watching the mulatto shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part.
What's that, Arnold?
The ass.
Oh, the ass.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Well, what does it look like? It
looks like baby vomit.
Yeah. And of course.
Being careful, it's very important to me, mm-hmm. because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
And hello again to Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
White.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, howdy.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome. I'm the oldest man in the world. How are you doing, John? Welcome back to the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A good looking Tuesday.
Yeah.
Woo! Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Well, everybody's still talking about... Sean Taylor, the difference is yesterday, he was just a guy that was shot.
Right.
Today, he's a guy that was murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, a young NFL star is dead. I feel like this about, like I did about my dad almost. It's, you know, it's now is the time not to focus on the 8 million questions that everybody has that we don't have the answers to.
Yeah, right. Right now they're you know, all the reports are preliminary reports, and I've been watching all the interviews and hearing what everybody says, and it's a young guy with a lot of talent. It's a tragedy, and any way you slice this, it sucks. You know, and for fans of the team, when you're a Redskin fan, anytime you throw your passion and your energy into a sports franchise, you know, it does feel like a personal loss, and it's really sad that this happened, and I feel bad for the whole everybody associated with the Redskins today. I really do.
Yeah, it's a tough day in D.C. And like I said, unlike yesterday when the guy was just shot,
right.
And we were hearing the reports as everyone's heard that he was squeezing hands and he was recognizing faces,
right.
Coming out of
that was why it was such a shock when we all woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I didn't expect to see that. You usually think if somebody can show you that kind of sign of life, they're going to come out of it. But
I really don't feel that we have anything worthwhile to offer on this topic. I would like to just tell you that Mike, you're going to really be proud of us. We are not whores.
Uh huh.
They were calling today.
Oh, really?
To come down, tape some segments.
Oh, really?
Some of the TV stations, I guess, because I guess the all-sports station, the only time that they ever get any coverage is whenever anything happens, and I guess they're all booked up with cameras. Oh. So we had some of the secondary TV stations calling. And,
oh, boy.
You know, we just had to tell them, no,
that's exploiting it, and I don't want to
do that. They said, what do you got planned for today's show? Rob called me up and said, what do you got planned for today? I said, well, I know we're definitely going to do Jew to Jew.
Right. That's coming up. That's coming up on the show.
That
cameras wouldn't like that.
No. That doesn't really play well with the coverage of the death of Sean Taylor.
No, that would not work. Not work for them.
Kind of a downer, and let's see if we can move on. Perhaps I can lighten the mood for you a bit, Mike.
Please do.
By reminding you that you have a doctor's appointment in 2 days.
Thursday morning.
Right. Thursday morning.
10:15.
Have they called you to remind you yet?
No.
Do you want to know the funniest thing?
What's that?
They called me.
They called you to remind you?
They called me.
Don't control my life when I'm here. You're controlling my life outside now? What do you mean? What do you mean they're calling you? I'm not going then. I'm not. If they're not calling me, what are they calling you for?
Called me.
It's my body. It's my body.
Called
and
me.
And I don't have to take it anymore.
They called
What's
me.
Going on? I don't like this at all. I don't like this one little. Who called? Did Bonnie call you?
No. Someone else from the doctor's office called because they didn't know if it was a gag that you had been written in Thursday morning for an appointment.
Right in.
And I am.
Well, I'm going to call now and find out if it is a gag.
And I'm the contact information.
You wouldn't do that, though. It's not that time of year, but it would be a great gag. Only be a good Greg if you guys were like all hiding on the elevator, you know, and I came out after there wasn't an appointment you had. Are you all coming to the appointment?
That was the plan.
That's what we're all thinking about.
Yeah. Okay. You're invited if you want to come to the sure. to the appointment. I don't know if they'll let you into the doctor's office, but you'll come to the waiting room.
You got it. Just a reminder.
How are the magazines?
Are you going to come? Do you guys want to come? You know, you don't. I can tell. I'm looking at everybody now. No. I'll go on my own. I can tell that you're all off the hook.
Yeah. I will go if you
that
need.
That would be, no, if that would be
support,
a drag.
If you yeah. need the moral support.
I don't need, what would I need moral support for? It's a routine follow-up visit.
Mm-hmm. Good, that's what we want to hear.
Worst case scenario, they're going to tell me not to do things.
Right.
And that's what they've told me for years, and all of my friends.
After the procedure, you might need a lift. Might not be good to drive.
Really?
Sure. I mean, it depends
after
on what he does.
After the procedure I'm having? Now, you, of anybody, you have the right to pile on this one more than, I mean, really, it would take.
True.
It would take 6 weeks of shows in a row, and we still wouldn't be caught up
yeah.
with what I've done to you in the last couple of weeks. So you go right ahead.
It doesn't
what's the procedure going
to
be, Rob?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the tying of tubes, does it? I mean, have you
no,
been have you
so.
Been up front with us?
Yes, I have.
Because
yeah.
you don't want any more children.
You never say never. I mean, I'm in a relationship with a very young woman,
you
and you never say never to that.
You right. should give it up. You're not going to be able to defeat him. He has Rob. You are defeated. Mm-hmm. You are having the vasectomy. You have been.
I am the king of the defeated.
You know, Don, can I tell you one thing?
Yes, you are.
You know, in the great tradition of making comments about this fabulous company that we work for, you know, based on recent events with all of you guys, it's really just nice to be paid attention to.
How about that?
That's it. You know, you all care, and that's sure. that's all I can ask for. I think that's wonderful. And
are you saying we care more than the Columbia Broadcasting System?
Right now, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I will go to this appointment at 10:15 on Thursday. I will
Good.
Be there.
Let us know.
I'll let you know.
CBS cares. They'll only charge you a small copay.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Cover
Hello.
All fees.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. What's up?
Last night at 11 p.m. news, one of the Redskins pretty much quoted your comment that you made. Did anyone, you know, didn't expect this, the thug comment, verbatim out of his mouth on the 11 o'clock news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what comment are you talking about?
He said something about a thug, being a thug, and, you know, it's just a shocker or something like that.
Wait. Can you possibly quote what was said with a little bit more accuracy than what you're saying, sir?
Sorry, I'm nervous.
Okay, start
Don't
over.
Be nervous. Take a deep breath. Compose your thought and try desperately to express it.
Okay, on the 11 o'clock news,
yes,
they were questioning Redskins, we'll say, star tight end.
What are you afraid of, sir?
His comment was.
Hold on. Was it Chris Cooley?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And what did Chris Cooley say?
Chris Cooley said that he wanted to dispel the general thought on the radio that Sean Taylor was a thug and that this should be expected. And those were his exact words.
And so I guess you thought that that's what I said yesterday.
That's what you said yesterday.
So
he was listening.
I said, no, hold on. I was not the only one with this opinion. I will be glad to clarify exactly what I said.
Because the opinion is taken out of context
when
and it was also cleared up.
When he was shot, I said, who is surprised by this?
Right.
Given his background and the fact that he has been known as a thug before, who is surprised by that?
Right.
Okay,
was the comment followed up with the fact that I don't doubt for a second, based on the interviews I've seen, that the guy was making an effort to get his life together and that nobody knows. They're still saying, here's what frustrates me about this. They're still saying, and I don't understand why they're saying this, the police down there, the alleged break-in. You know, I mean, is it just police speak or, I mean, I want this cleared up because of the things that have been said.
This is exactly why maybe we should avoid it today because we don't know it. All we're doing is speculating, throwing more gasoline on this fire.
I'm actually, you know, going on what the preliminary report says right now. I really am. That you know, somebody tried to break into the guy's house. They think it might be related to the fact that this other break-in happened when gunfire happened, when the guy was shot. It's very frustrating that we're not getting. I don't understand why they're playing it this way with it. Isn't it pretty cut and dry with an investigation when they come in? If somebody broke into your house, why are they playing it this way?
It's a murder. They're saying it's
definitely a murder.
They're saying it's a home invasion. Mm-hmm. They're also saying that about a week ago, someone else broke into the house and left a knife on a pillow, and that Sean Taylor was sleeping with a machete underneath his bed. And I say again, you know, even now that the guy's passed, I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean that I'm not hurt by this, that I don't feel bad by this. I'm not surprised.
And the thing is, there's a lot of information that has not come forward, and we don't know all the circumstances with this. It's a tragedy any way you slice it. And the fact is,
you can pretty much go up and down the roster of any pro team and say, okay, pick a guy who you think is the most high profile, mm-hmm. who has the best chance of getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you know, obviously, the way it is right now, he's a victim of this situation of a home invasion. And none of the circumstances have been revealed.
Yeah, so you just, like I said up front, you send condolences to his family. But I do stand by what I said yesterday. I wasn't surprised about it, and I'm not surprised that people took it out of context. I saw last night on Pardon the Interruption with Mike Wilbon, and they taped that show long before we go on the air.
Right.
It airs during while we're on. His comment was exactly the same. He said, I'm sad. I can't say I'm shocked.
Right.
I'm not surprised, and I was reading message boards today.
And wouldn't you be the first one to say, too, though, that if it comes out that, you know, this was just your standard, you know, somebody made a home invasion robbery and murdered someone? I mean, it has nothing to do with his history or what he's done in the past or the fact that he's had a gun violation. I really hope that's the case, because everything I heard from the players is that this guy did have a pass, but he was making an effort to get his act together.
But either way, we don't know that.
Nobody knows that.
And I found it interesting that Michael Wilbon was getting trashed for having said on TV yesterday he wasn't surprised.
Well, trashed what? For being honest? For coming out and saying
that?
Because of his history and because of previous, when you hear gun violence involved in that, you think, well, like I think anyone that would hear a story like this would say, you know, what's happening? What are the circumstances? That's all you were saying yesterday. And I think that's being honest about the situation. And really, before any of this comes to light, a lot of people thought that initially. That's really what happened.
You know, and like everybody, I had a change of, I don't want to say heart, a change of stomach when you get that butterfly feeling in your stomach, because it goes from being a knucklehead who's been shot to a guy who's dead. Right. And you have to think about his family.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter anymore. You know?
Right. No,
it matters not at all. You know, it really doesn't. And it's just a tragedy.
That was kind of my thought at the very beginning today when I said maybe we should avoid it. I know it's the hot topic, but it's been talked to death, and we don't know anything.
Nobody knows anything about the circumstances of this. It was an alleged home invasion that resulted in a murder. And I think, obviously, this, you know, and you would probably agree also, this is not the time where that matters anymore. It doesn't, right. You know, a young, talented guy, you know, was 24?
24.
24,
right.
You know, his life is snuffed out, and, you know, had the potential, you know, with also, wasn't he leading the league this year as far as interceptions? Was he one of the team leaders? I mean, he was having a great season, and the teammates that I've heard talk say he really had gotten his life together, and so this is a tragedy. This sucks.
It is a tragedy, and there's also a part of me, maybe today is not the best day to bring this up. I looked in the newspaper today, try to find a story in the last 24 hours of a young person in D.C., someone in their 20s, who had been killed by a gun. As it turns out, I was just skimming through the paper. I couldn't find it today. I'm sure I could if I looked over the last 3 or 4 days.
Well, you could find statistics about
it. I know when I've turned on the news over the last 3 or 4 days, you know, when you get it thrown at you so much with the if it bleeds, it leads, you know,
yeah.
4 more dead in Northwest, you know, 3 more dead in Northeast. What makes this guy's tragic death so much more important than all of the other ones that we just throw on the beginning of the news and say, 4 people are shot in Southwest D.C. tonight. Hey, are we going to get snow this weekend? Mm-hmm. Here's Sue Palka.
Yeah.
Instead, with this individual, and I understand he's a public person. He's a Redskin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty popular guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, just balance it out. Just balance it out with the real stuff that is happening in our city as well.
Not going to happen.
I know.
Wishful thinking. I mean, really, you know, it's that doesn't, unfortunately, in the current state of affairs in this country, that's not the thing that that gets the ratings. Sells the newspapers.
I mean,
you know, if you were going to do an expose, which could be done probably, what if they were going to do an expose on handgun violence in America every day until maybe something changed or something happens? Well, no one would pay attention to that.
You'd get nothing.
And it's just
it's not my intent to offend, but I got to say that when I watched the coverage today here on D.C., it was like someone from the Senate had been shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was treated with this reverence, and I know it's a sad day, but it's the manipulation. It's the combination of the constant manipulation where you see it and you read it, you go to the internet and you feel bad, and then you go on TV and it's like they're going, this guy's dead. Let's go to Tony with the weather. Well, I wish I could really give you the weather forecast, but we're all very sad today. It's going to be not a really nice day. What else is happening? Well, really, Sean Taylor is dead, so here's his picture, and we're just going to leave it up on the screen for 3 minutes, and then mm-hmm. when we come back, we're all going to be very subdued and very sad.
You feel played a little bit?
Well, that's why I wish I had a name, for instance, of John Smith to say,
right.
You know, what about the family of John Smith mm-hmm. who got gunned down on Saturday night in D.C. on Florida Avenue?
Right, right.
Agreed. Right. You know, not that Sean Taylor doesn't deserve to be at the top of the headlines, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's the way it's always been. I mean, if somebody, if it just carries a bigger weight and it's no more important, an athlete loses his life, a senator loses his life, anyone. I mean, it's a human life, and it's gun violence, and it sucks. You know, I was reading an article today about the Virginia Tech. They had an article, I think it was in GQ magazine, which I subscribe to, of course. Right. I was reading GQ magazine.
Homo.
And reading about the story of Virginia Tech. This is, after it's happened and how that went down and the details. And there's a picture of this kid. And, it's gun violence, man. And then now we don't talk about that. Just like what I was saying yesterday, we don't pay attention to the stuff that really matters. And it's a little scary because I really think that in this country right now, we're in a lot more danger than we know. I think we sense it beneath the surface, whether it be handgun violence, whether it be terrorism. We sense it, but we really don't want to pay attention to it. We really don't want to pay attention to it right now because it's painful.
Well, we do. We do, but only in limited quantities.
You want to pay attention to it when something happens.
Like, I was actually watching this today, the story as it unfolded, and I was watching how, as a half hour happened since, an hour since, 90 minutes since, how the story itself dropped on the stations that didn't go 24 hours nonstop, wall-to-wall coverage,
mm-hmm.
the story itself dropped from first place to third place mm-hmm. to fifth place to, by the time you get to 8:30, they don't even mention it.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Well, we got it out there. We shot our wad. We got our big piece of flesh, if you'll pardon the pun, out of this. We played the video. The guy's dead. Now how about Paula Deen making cookies?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same old stuff. It really is. But do you think that it's their fault? Do you think it's the people that edit the newscast's fault, the people that edit the radio
yeah.
show's fault, or is the fact that maybe...
Yes, I do.
But maybe we as a society, we make the choices as to what we give the high ratings to and what we pay attention to and what we care about. And they respond to that. I think that...
But we are
I think
we
they
are
manipulate...
Idiots.
They
You're right. But we are idiots and we are lemmings because
right.
we are like moths to the flame. They suck us in on this, and I guarantee every time you walk down the street and you see a family, you see a little kid for the next day, however long this Sean Taylor story is with you, you'll feel bad until the next story comes along,
mm-hmm.
you know, until the next thing comes along that fascinates us, until Christina Aguilera gets out of a limo and spreads her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be like, oh, the guy that was dead? Oh, please, that is so 5 minutes ago.
Right,
right.
But it just seems... It's just incredibly hinky to me that you lay it on this thick for an athlete who really.
You know, you were talking about that we don't pay attention to the right things. Remember how mad we got at David Chase when the Sopranos ended and it was and nothing really happened.
Right.
It didn't go out guns a blazing. Mm-hmm. I was reading an interview with this guy. The reason he did that, He's pissed for the same reasons that we are right now. He's pissed because he thinks people just don't care about things that matter in this country. The people really, and that was his way, even though he's in the entertainment business, that was his way of saying, no, no, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you something that's not going to be spoon-fed to you, and I'm going to make you think because you need to start thinking.
Right.
He's a guy that makes, you know, television shows, but he's pissed too. And maybe more people need to get pissed off about more things because we really right now, I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm growing older or it's because I just feel this way, but I really feel that now more than ever, we are floating along, you know, waiting to buy the stainless steel refrigerator, get the granite countertop, and we're not aware of what's going on, the problems in the world. It just, you know what?
Mike, appliances are important.
I knew I hit a nerve with you.
With
appliances.
I got a Sub-Zero, man. I love my Sub-Zero. When the end comes, I'm locking myself inside my Sub-Zero.
You know, you're so right, though, about, you know, the sad thing about, you know, Sean Taylor, it leads today, and then it will slowly go to the back of the news. You'll have coverage of this.
No, but here in D.C.
You know, I do feel, you have to admit that the team, I feel bad for the team, you know, because the way it works in the NFL, they're going to have to go out and do it. They're going to have to go out and have a game this weekend.
Which
I think is just amazing sometimes.
I agree.
I think they should really.
They're pros.
They have to go out and they have to do that, and that's going to be very difficult for them to do.
And they can do it, but they're not going to be helped by the fact that this entire game, if not the rest of this stinking season, is going to be portrayed somehow as a tribute to this guy, where they're going to. And let me just say right now, please, Snyder, please, you already got one patch on the uniform.
Oh, come on. You know that's going
to happen. For the 75th anniversary. Just please keep it to the number of the guy's jersey on a sticker on the back of the helmet.
Right.
Please.
Well, they're gonna do that, and it's gonna be tough for those guys. I mean, you know, these are young guys in their 20s. I feel for those guys.
So it ain't.
And everybody that I saw interviewed, it seemed to me that whatever his history was, that A, he was turning his life around, and B, that he was a guy that had a good relationship with his teammates.
I agree.
And that's not always the case on NFL teams.
I found that as well, and I would say to those Redskins who are speaking out and saying, "Hey, nobody knows this guy." Maybe once in a while when one of you dumbasses is being interviewed, maybe you should mention, even though Sean Taylor refuses to talk to the press, he's a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, until he was shot and killed, had you heard from anybody in the Redskins organization about how they were proud about Sean Taylor, about how he had...
No.
I'm not saying that it's not true.
Right, and don't you hope it is true?
Yeah.
I speaking for his family, for everybody else, I really do hope.
So
you know, it's a horrible thing to say, but I hope that you know, this situation, you know, was not related to anything, you know, that we don't know about, and because for his memory, you know, it's a tragedy any way you slice it, no matter what the circumstances, and you know, for anyone that is speculating that it might have involved something else, I hope it didn't, just for his family's sake, I really do.
Yeah. And you know, I hope.
But you're right.
Too.
The players. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that from management at the or any of the other teammates. In fact, it was nice to hear that from the guy. And when you see the players come forward like that, it's not just making themselves available to the media and talking about guy. They were sincere.
They were upset, and I feel for the team because the media now, like I said, is going to be on their asses.
Yeah,
like,
minding them.
Do you think he's watching over you today?
Right.
Do you think number 21 is now going to make this a charmed season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out there and win one for old Sean.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
I just hope they keep the schmaltz down to a beneath Forrest Gump schmaltz level.
Because don't you think the more of that there is, the tougher it is going to be for the people that are left behind.
It's
for his
be
friends and teammates that have to go out there and perform. I feel for those guys. I really do. You know, it's just not... Maybe, you know, maybe why we pay so much attention to it, you know, it's just not supposed to happen,
you know, to a
promising superstar athlete. It's not supposed to happen to a guy in the prime, you know, beyond the prime. He hasn't reached the prime of his life yet, you know.
And I have to say this, too, to the media. I don't doubt what the players are saying about how this guy had turned his character around. But be very careful if you're a member of the media and you're dispatching this information about how this is how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
Because aren't you going to look stupid, God forbid, if in a week or so it turns out that maybe it wasn't as simple as a home invasion.
Well, yeah,
but
that speaks to what we've talked about on this show and journalism and the way journalism certainly at the local level is handled. Right. I think that, people want answers. They want to know what's going on. And, right now, as you said, that takes a back seat now because of the circumstances.
Right.
It doesn't really matter now as much as it did before. Right. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know why I get mad. I can't even put my finger on it, but I'm mad for the same reason when I watch that coverage. It's just something that bothers me about it. It's just there's something about it that somehow doesn't ring true all the time with some of these news outlets. You know, and you talked about the schmaltz factor, and, you know, it's just I wish they'd get to a little bit more substance with this, you know? I mean, I really wish they'd get to a little bit instead of the hype machine going in full blast, which it is right now. Maybe I'm asking for something that I'm never going to get. You're asking for the same thing.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No, at least not in our life and remember, for God's sakes, tomorrow promised to nobody.
Boy, right. You have said that again and again and again.
So
and
go
it,
outside and
true.
Give your nostrils some nice fresh air.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it does make you think. And when it's a public figure and when it's it's an athlete, a person, a celebrity that's in the limelight,
For the last time, TV guys, radio guys, holier than thou guys, I don't need somebody dying to help me put my life in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the frig up with that.
Yeah, I think that kind of editorializing is a little overdone. It really is. It's like when Ann Curry has a sad story and she gives her sad voice.
Right.
You don't need to tell anybody in this town to feel bad about this situation. You know, no matter what level of fandom you have.
Agreed.
This is because really, if you're, you know, if you don't live and die by the Redskins, you feel for people that do because you know somebody that does.
Right.
And you know what? Everybody, anyone that is not aware that people are personally affected by this tragedy doesn't know what the way things like this work. It is, even if you don't know the guy, because you associate him with the team, you take it personally. And that's normal.
You know, they romanticize it in this way as well. I realize that he's passed. And the headline that they run is the death of Sean Taylor. Not to be morose, the cat was murdered.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, it may
yeah,
not...
Yeah, why are they doing that?
It may not fit in with your papal coverage, mm-hmm. with your someone very important and very beautiful and wonderful has died coverage, but the cat was murdered. Mm-hmm.
And, well, here it goes again, with local journalism. I know that... after every Redskin fan in this town gets done with the mourning process and feeling bad about this situation, this tragedy that happened, I know how they're going to – the next thought that's going to pop into their mind, what the hell happened? Get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what happened. Let's get the guy that did this and find out about
this. That's my thought, too.
Really, but you don't hear enough about that.
Because he was murdered.
Not that we want revenge, but people want to know what the hell's going on.
Find the guy because there is a difference in how you – present it. I mean,
yes.
When Frida passed away,
mm-hmm.
Frida wasn't murdered. She died. Auto accident.
Mm-hmm.
Guy didn't try to run into her.
Right.
Some guy goes in to this guy's house and shoots him.
This is a week after this house was broken into.
Right.
I want to find out what the hell was going on.
Right.
Was this guy being stalked? Was this somebody that was trying to terrorize his family?
Well,
I want to know what the deal was.
Again, we don't know the questions, but I guess the question I would have for the media as it's being presented is, how come we're not looking into the murder of Sean Taylor, which takes no dignity away from the life of Sean Taylor?
No, it doesn't. I think people want answers to this. You know, they really want answers to this. You know, why somebody actually breaking into a house and murdering someone in cold blood? I want to know what the deal is. And everybody, you said they're looking into it.
Yeah, Miami-Dade.
Who's looking into it? The police?
The Miami-Dade police right now are
investigating. Well, of course the police are, but I'm talking about, you know, I think that as journalism, when you're talking about journalists, and you know what? We've talked about it for years. It's the same thing when you send somebody out to the goddamn pile of salt because you want to show somebody that there's, you know, going to be salt put on the road when there's a effing snowstorm when they should... You know, send someone down there,
no, you know what they
camp
were good
out,
at, Mike?
They get the journalists to get some answers out of this.
You know
I
what,
want to know what the police are doing up to the minute. I'd like to know what's going on.
You know what they were good at? There was one poor schlub that was at Redskins Park
mm-hmm.
with a candle standing in front of Sean Taylor's parking spot.
Oh, the guy that I saw him on the news today. That's what they cover.
This guy
That's
was on.
That's what they cover. This is a Redskin fan.
This guy was on every single news channel.
Right. It's easy. It's easy journalism. Yeah, exactly. It's and you know what? Because am I wrong to think that that is exactly what people want to know after this tragedy is digested? We want to know. All right, what is the deal? Someone, you have someone break into your house, leave a knife on a bed. And then a week later, it's the same breakup. What the hell's going on?
See, this is why I just think we should just.
I'm freaked out about this. Yeah. I'd like to have answers as to who murdered this guy, and I think everybody wants to see a little justice.
We don't have any of those answers.
No.
The flow of that information is controlled by the police. There's only so much reporters can do without relying on the
sources. Well,
thank you
for defending the journalists of America, Buzz, but I have to be honest with you. No one's even down there. Even down there asking these questions and grilling these people.
I think you have to look at it from the. From what the cops have said, the cops are not saying this is a home invasion gone bad.
I will tell you something, though.
You have to listen to what they're not saying.
I understand that. You're absolutely right. But when you're talking about journalism, which is, with all due respect to everybody who does this, there are several people that do it. There are a handful of them. I mean, you've got news magazines that do an occasional investigative report. But there was a time, really, and it goes back into the era of the newspapers, where you would have beat reporters that would be covering this stuff before
I'm
this
the
became,
oldest man in the world.
Before it became this homogenization of news where it has to be, you know, Martha Stewart is going to prepare the doilies for Thanksgiving. No one's going to go down there. You're saying it's controlled by the police? No, it's not. It's not controlled by the police. It's controlled by any journalist who wants to go down to that neighborhood and ask some questions.
Mike, here's the problem.
You can get that.
And you know the answer to this. The reason that we don't have those journalists is because we have become so goddamn big corporate taking over everything.
Absolutely.
PC turning Britney Spears into news. Right now, really, I think the only guy that I would trust, and I mean this seriously, is Loony Dan Rather. Because Dan Rather is the only guy who right now is not controlled by CBS, which is run by an entertainment company.
And Dan Rather reports on HDNet, which,
right.
You know, are you and I the only people that watch that?
Like,
it's fantastic.
Because let's face it, the people that give you news on NBC really care more about selling you light bulbs.
Right.
The people who give you news on ABC really count more that you buy Disney products.
I will give a tip of the hat to HBO, their documentary unit, which is another unit that goes off and does significant documentaries on people. And really, they've almost evolved the process where you just let everything speak by the videotape that they get and by the interviews. And there's not a lot of editorializing with commentary and things like that.
CBS as well now is a corporate conglomerate, which is made up of 8 million different networks underneath it. And you have nobody, you have no reporter.
Because they're going to get spanked. If a local guy says, first of all, it's got to go through all the chain of command. It's got to go through the local editor. It's got to go through the news director. And he's going to get shot down because he's not going to be allowed to go out and do that story.
Can you imagine, let's say you're at the Channel 9 newsroom today. You go into the news director and you say, I got to go down to Florida.
Right.
And I got to
get to the bottom of this story.
I want to find out who killed Sean Taylor. You know what they say to him? Hold on a second. Hey, there's an adorable lot of kittens that have just been born in Prince George's County, and they're all being named after the 12 reindeer.
Right.
Go cover that story.
Yeah, I don't. But you know what? He is a celebrity in this town. He is a professional athlete. I'm even more amazed that this. And I don't want to throw the race card out there, but if this is Natalie Holloway, they've got 7,000 journalists asking everybody about everything. Why aren't we seeing a little more of this? I mean, I hate to throw that out there, but I really wonder why aren't we seeing more attention towards the circumstances here and exactly what happened? But
right now, because it's the mourning process.
Because
the thing with his family, let it die down. No pun intended.
Right.
And then we'll see.
Yeah, it just sucks. It sucks any way you slice it. It really does. And as far as journalists, you can't. Yeah, maybe I'm blaming the wrong people here, but it seems frustrating to me because how long have we been talking about local news where you just don't? Yeah, but just give us. These are people that learned how to report. They were trained how to report. They don't report, but they were trained how to do it. And it just you don't
to
see
be
it.
Fair, to be fair, today on Channel 5, I did see when they did show a dashboard cam of him being arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, that's stock footage that they had from that. That's what everybody ran.
And as they run the stock footage, the anchor lady was apologetic in tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he did have a troubled past. Oh, there's some of it now. Oh, yes, can we get through that as fast as we can? Yes, please.
Yeah, well, that's also, you know, that's all you get. You get the old stuff. They don't seem to move forward with that. But, I mean, really, it's important to know that when you talk about the police controlling
right.
it, well, the police, you know, there have been times when it has happened before where you have journalists who break stories.
True.
Who get information that the police may not have gotten. Yeah. What are the TV shows we watch, you know, where you've got, ooh, this is the great journalist that goes off and finds out a, you know, a detail that gets his life in danger. You know, that that's a fantasy, but because it doesn't really happen enough.
There's
anymore.
No more Woodward and Bernstein now.
It doesn't. You don't see a lot of it anymore.
In our generation.
You have several people. You mentioned Dan Rather. That story he does.
You know what it would be? Maybe. Or, God forbid, you know, a blogger. Mm-hmm. It will be someone down in South Florida. We'll blog, we'll answer the questions, we'll shoot some YouTube video.
Right.
You know, that's the world that we live in now. You know, we are going to be the ones to tell ourselves what's going on, because other people won't give us the unfiltered truth.
Yeah, and that is probably where it's evolving into right now, you know, where we watch the local news to see if there's a shower over the mountains that's going to come into our area, and that's about it. It's frustrating.
And it was like snow coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost gleeful today, all of the anchor people.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, it sweeps. We've got a huge audience tuning in.
Yeah.
Listen. Act sad. But remember, 1 million households are watching you this morning.
I know that's the cynical look at it, and but it's tough to argue that. It really is. It frustrates the hell out of me.
They wanted to come by today.
Yeah.
To tape.
Yeah.
To tape us.
Yeah, what are they going to do with us? You know, that's the story. How we're going to talk about it. That's the story. You know, God damn it.
I will give Channel Credit 7 that at least when they called, they realized we wouldn't, because I think around the time that Michael Jackson got nailed, really nailed, mm-hmm. for liking boys,
mm-hmm.
we agreed to have Channel 9 come down. And when they turned the cameras on, all we said was, we love Michael Jackson, and we think he's so misunderstood.
See, there's a reason why they don't come by here very often, because we've played with them for years. We did it with the porch set and thing, you know?
Yeah.
They wanted us to do a super DJ interview with that guy, and we didn't do it.
But the people at Channel 7 were hip enough today when they called. They said, could we come down? And right halfway in between the thought, the lady said, wait, hold on a second. No. You know what? And even she remembered the reporter's name, Susan Roberts. When she came down to interviews about Michael Jackson,
right.
All we said was, he's super.
You know, the one thing I did want to say about...
We just didn't want to give him the sound bites.
The one thing I wanted to say about Sean Taylor, and I really do believe this with professional athletes in particular, and it does speak to his past when you talk about he had a past. There are so many athletes that when they first come into the league and they first get fame and fortune and they become superstars that have a tough time making that adjustment. And you see so many of those guys that go on to have great careers and become kind of the elder statesman, and you can see them mature in the job. And you see that a lot. You see a lot of guys that will come out and say that, you know, a guy that's, you'd be better as far as NFL guys to find examples of that.
Warren Sapp.
You know, Warren Sapp, a guy that comes on and says, hey, you know, when I came in and I learned and I matured as a man, and you see that, and it's always, I love that story. It's always a great story.
I mean,
to
Warren Sapp is a good one. He failed a weed test.
Right.
Coming out of college, maybe smoked a little weed at the beginning with Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought Warren Sapp is a big thug. Warren Sapp is a troublemaker. Look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the commercials.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nice to see. I always
think the guy's
like to see
beloved.
That. It really is. It's good to see that. And now, you know, unfortunately, with this guy, you know, you won't see that happen. And that is a tragedy. That really is.
Hello there. Dynamite Show. What's up? Hi.
Hey, Don, you made a comment yesterday, which I didn't hear, so I don't want to assume how it was worded. But did you say, I'm not surprised by what happened? Is that basically the words you used?
Yeah.
Because, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the only thing I want to point out, because I'm very confident from just listening to you for years that I'm sure your heart was in the right place. But since you're talking about how news people and journalists report this story, when you're dealing with a story that has a huge impact on public emotion, I don't want to be nitpicky, but because this is pure semantics.
I'm not news, sir. I'm not news. This is entertainment, and this is opinion. This is opinion.
Okay. Well, let me finish my comment, though.
Okay. Sure.
The only point I'm trying to make is there's a big difference between the speculative comment of it wouldn't surprise me if there's an association between what happened and his past.
No, you're getting the quote wrong.
That's not the right quote.
The quote was, Sean Taylor was involved in a shooting. I'm not surprised.
That is the quote.
That's the quote.
It doesn't. You don't speculate beyond that.
And that's fine. Maybe this is a general comment that journalists in general, and I'm not talking about you anymore, okay? Because
I'm not a journalist, I'm a DJ.
I'm not saying there was a problem with the way you said it. But there's a big difference between a presumptive statement and a speculative statement. A speculative statement being, it wouldn't surprise me. A presumptive statement being, I'm not surprised.
But also, I understand when you're talking semantics, you're talking about that, and you are nitpicking a little bit. When you're talking about... When you're doing live radio and you're saying a lot of different things, you have to take the big picture. And, you know, we were talking about journalists like Dan Rather. 60 Minutes was great, as great at this as anybody, where they would take the out-of-context comment and they would try to put it into something that it wasn't. The comment that was made when we were talking about that, I think you added on to it as far as, you know, with everything that had gone when it was involving handgun violence and stuff, because there was the history there was a lot of that at the same time, and what we're
wrong,
saying today.
I ask you, what's wrong with saying that? It was one man's opinion, and I'm not a mover, I'm not a shaker, I'm an overweight husky disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with saying it. It's freedom of speech. I'm just simply pointing out that we're dealing with a story where public emotion is involved and people have to be very careful about how they word things.
No, you don't. See, this is the problem. You are the problem, sir. Please don't be offended. Why do I have to be careful about what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything that is in any way racially charged, emotionally charged. I said, when somebody said, Sean Taylor's involved in a shooting, I'm not surprised. You tell me...
To me, that's a presumptive way of saying it.
Well, but you're also...
It wouldn't surprise me based on his past. It's semantics.
Well, no, but it was said later on in the broadcast. So when you're talking about that situation, of course it was based on the fact that he had been involved with handguns before.
Obviously.
And then when
you
more...
know, I'm on your side here. I'm not... what you all said didn't bother me at all.
You know what?
And in general, I would agree.
But you didn't even hear the quote. And now that you've heard it again, and I say it again, now that the guy has passed away, Sean Taylor was involved in a tragic murder. I'm not surprised. If I'm proven wrong by facts that come out afterwards, I will be the first to stand up and say so.
Okay. I mean, I'm like I said, maybe I'm being a little nitpicky on it, but I don't like using the words "I'm not surprised" because that's making a presumption that there's an association.
That's right. I am presuming. I'm thrusting my big ass opinion. I'm not surprised.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right, well, it was nice.
Hey, thanks for being on our side, though.
It was nice debating you.
Okay. Take it.
God, okay. People. That, you know what? And there's focus on...
And again, you got to be careful what you're saying. Why? What was said that could possibly be turned around and turn our careers upside down and get us fired?
Well, you also, when you said that, and you should put it in context, because he's like challenging you and you're trying to swing your thing here and say,
no,
you put it in context yesterday, and you should, because out of context, it is something that can arouse people's emotions. You know, you based your statement, at least the way you said it yesterday, but it's also, you base that on, because you don't mean what you just said.
I don't know
what
anything.
You just said is not. That's not how you said it yesterday. And what you just said was almost like the guy was baiting you into it. He was challenging you into it. And I have to say, you took the bait like a bass going to a lure.
But I have to say that this is PC to the
except that this is, but you didn't mean what, I mean, what you said yesterday, you did put in context, and it's like, just to be PC, we, well, let's just say things that are, you know, not PC. The fact is, you said yesterday,
Mike.
I thought, based on the fact that his history that he had had, was a Redskin that was to be involved, this based on a history, that was what you were talking about.
And that's exactly, and that's what I just said to the guy on the phone.
If somebody says, you know, because if somebody comes out and I hear somebody going, hey, I'm not surprised. That's what that. If somebody wants to take that out of context, that's the way that's said. And then that pisses me off. Well, and I know you don't mean it that way. Well, you know what I mean? Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well,
here.
They can kiss my ass, and I'll go work with Imus. I mean,
yeah. But people take things out of context.
I don't want to work in a. Well, I'm not going to worry about it for long. But I don't want to work in an industry where you can't say something that Jesus Christ, it's an opinion. It's an opinion based on what I know about this professional athlete's private life.
Yeah, but you also, if you're making that statement without a qualifier on it, it's a it's a ridiculously stupid opinion, in my opinion. If you said, I'm not surprised, that brings everything that you stand for and you're against into that. And when you say it's not racially charged, people can take that as a racially charged comment.
What you just said yourself 30 minutes ago, gee, how can it be that someone got into this guy's house a week ago, broke in and left a knife.
Right.
This guy has had run-ins with the law before, has had run-ins with guns before, has gotten into fights
with people. Exactly. That's what you said yesterday.
Right. So what's wrong with saying, I'm not surprised that this guy was involved in foul play?
That's a different statement. I'm saying what that guy that just called was trying to say. You know what I'm talking about here. No, I mean, we're talking about people that take words, and it is a semantic issue. And if that comment, you know, stands on its own and just is thrown out there, I would take that as a racist comment. If I heard somebody say that in a bar at a table, if I heard somebody say, "Well, I ain't surprised," that to me. But you know, you didn't say it that way yesterday. You didn't. It wasn't said that way yesterday.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's just people. And that guy, really, the guy that was on our side, that's crap. You know, in my opinion, that's crap. That's somebody who is trying to create something, and I just get suspicious of that. I really do.
Anyone that's been in trouble before, as someone who's been there, anyone that gets in trouble before, no matter what the circumstance,
exactly.
If you're going to get in trouble again, people are not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Right?
That's the way people's minds work, and that's what you said yesterday when it came down to this guy saying, you know, something about semantics and all that. You know, and then it gets into the whole thing. Well, but that's the world we live in, unfortunately.
I hate this world, though. I just hate this world. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, where are you now, Jesus?
Jesus.
He's calling for
you. You're invoking Jesus' name.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Mm-hmm.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am.
God help us all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this me?
Oh. Instant.
Formally.
Disqualification.
God played a role in that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there. I had a horrible thought this morning, a mean-spirited thought, and I thought this would be the forum to bring it.
Oh, sure.
How long after getting the news do you think Tom Thumb alerted his worldwide sweatshop network to start cranking out number 21 jerseys?
Already all over it, my friend.
Yeah.
Already all over it. Already kind of covered that. Said just put the sticker on the back of the helmet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to talk to you guys just about a comment that Mike had made earlier, and it had to do with, you know, if it had happened in D.C. any given day normally.
That was Don that said that.
I'm sorry, it was Don who said it. You know, you'll end up finding a young man or a couple young men that have gone through the same situation and died from gunshots. On the Redskins website today, when I went out there to look, and I'm not necessarily a big football fan by any means or anything, there was a woman reporter who actually put an article out there stating that, well, you know, this is very tragic and everything, it's to be noted, and it is statistically proven, as Don had said, that the prime age for black men to die, black young men, is between 18 and 24. And here you had Williams, who was another football player, I think that was his name, earlier this year, that was killed in a drive-by shooting when he was going to...
Oh, the guy with the Broncos, right.
Right. And now you have, you know... Sean Taylor. And what's just happening is, unfortunately, it's just growing. It's such an, you know, it's such a rate.
So you're saying, now, they use the website to actually to spotlight that problem? That,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's good for them.
All right,
that's
thank
a good
you.
Thing.
Much appreciated. Hello, Don, on my show.
What's up, man? There's nothing wrong with saying I'm not surprised. That's like saying I'm not surprised that, or saying that Elizabeth Taylor is getting married again or divorced. Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor got divorced. Oh, I'm not surprised. When you said that, I didn't even think anything of it. I don't follow football at all. I follow basketball. I had no idea Sean Taylor was black. I can't tell you anybody on the Redskins.
No, I don't think it's a black or white issue.
It really isn't a black or white issue.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, I agree with the other guy. I didn't get offended by it when he said, I'm not surprised. It's just like, if Lionel Richie got shot, you wouldn't say, I'm not surprised. You'd be like, oh, my God, you know?
If Lionel Richie was shot, we wouldn't be here today.
Don, how many times have I said that to you about Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie was shot. That's oh, my God.
That would be a different deal.
We'd all be slow dancing right now to Three Times a Lady.
Two guys, Lionel Richie and Barry Manilow.
I am
two guys that we're
so tired of people dragging Lionel Richie into this.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, you know, Michael Wilbon this morning made the exact same comment. Maybe not exactly, but he did say, I'm not surprised that this happened to Sean Taylor.
I mentioned I saw that on PTI last night as well. We both said the same thing at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. All right. No big. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That's words. And, you know, gotcha. What it is, you know, it's just what pisses me off is when people dwell on that. And right away, that's what people seem to be excited about. You know, that's what people get all charged up about. You know, hey, is what you said the right thing to say or not the right thing to say? You know, and what you said yesterday was a statement that was based on the history.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi. I'm an African-American woman, and I'm here to tell you I agree with you.
Yes, baby. Speak to the white devil.
I mean, for real.
For real.
It is. That's my saying here. And if you go to the MiamiHerald.com, that's what I was calling you about. Go to the MiamiHerald.com. The way they lay things out, they come short of saying what they think. And, you know, it is what it is. That's all I got to say. Have a great day, fellas.
All right. Thank you, baby. See you later. And hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think the over and under is that Dan Snyder will have, like, a sponsor for Sean Taylor's tribute? Like, this has been brought to you by Gatorade.
You know, I don't mind. You know, we're talking about Dan Snyder here, but it's also, you know, I think that this is not the day to talk about that. I really don't think so.
And he really shouldn't. He really shouldn't be, like, leading the parade on this, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Have exactly. you seen him down there with his big jet getting out of his Secret Service Tahoes?
Makes me feel creepy. It does. Makes me feel creepy.
Yeah.
It really does.
Me too.
It's one thing when the players go down there and it's just, I don't know. It's just because it's the guy we're talking about. It's why we get these phone calls about
it. It's a no win for him, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, you're absolutely right. It is a no win for him.
Let's break. And I know we got something that can definitely put a smile on your face.
Really?
When we come back.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's oh, it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gonna love it.
Really? Can I get any kind of hint at all before we go to break?
I have a hint. Townhouse.
Townhouse.
Townhouse is not. Rob, that's
lives.
A Spiewak hint, okay? That's
he
a lives, non-hint hint.
He lives in a town. Big deal.
City.
Chicago. All right, here's another hint. Stephen Hawking. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Wow.
And not Lionel Richie.
Okay, well, I'll speculate during the commercial break.
Well, I got to tell you.
Okay.
Don't.
Hey,
no,
hey.
I have to tell
ass.
Him.
Ass.
Come on.
Hey,
my buddy, I got to tell
we're
him.
We're all hurting.
Yeah.
It's Roger Ebert.
Oh, I saw it.
And you know, since he's had all the problems.
Oh, I saw it. It's horrible.
You know, he's now speaking with one of those, can we play a game?
Wow. Right.
And his has a British accent to it.
Really?
It does.
Oh, I saw it during the dinner hour last night.
It's something that will totally make everybody forget about what we've spent the first hour talking about.
A mind cleanser, mm-hmm. as it were.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's brave.
Oh. Ooh. Man, oh, man.
Straight ahead, cancer took away his ability to speak.
But I can see, hear, and write.
so I can still do my job.
And obviously, quit is not in his vocabulary. At home with the amazing Roger Ebert.
That, incidentally, was the computer voice.
Wow. That's the, now, is it a computer, or is does he use the thing on his throat?
It's a computer.
He actually types in like Stephen Hawking.
It is British. And that would be the name of his comic book, wow. The Amazing Roger Ebert.
The Amazing Roger Ebert. I used to like doing that impression. I'm sorry I can't do it anymore.
You can if you have a computer.
If you have a British accent, you can. All right, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.